to call the September 24th special of September 2020 a special council meeting to order. Please join me in a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And thank you all so much for your patience. Thank you for joining us tonight. And I have to ask first, I'm so sorry, how do you pronounce your last name? Zeal or Zile? Something else.
Zeal.
Zeal. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. For your patience and understanding with all of this. So before we begin, because this is a regular council meeting, although it's brief, we do have public to be heard. It looks like you're the only public, but this is the time for anyone to speak out from the public for anything that is on their mind. No. Okay. So you attended the HARB meeting last night for the property at 318 Washington, and I want to say we're looking forward to having you as our new neighbors. And as you understand, the issue at hand and why we're here is because of our ordinance 96-25G, so under application reviews by the Newtown Borough Council. Unless the application is also part of a subdivision, land development, or zoning application, any certificate of appropriateness approved under this chapter, which includes everything under the HARP COAs, shall be valid for a period of 18 months from the date of issuance by the COA administrator. And then it goes on to explain that if you have a subdivision or land development, it's from the last date of approval, but in that case, it's not here. Then all proposed work under these scenarios shall be completed within 18 months of the final approval and or issuance, and the COA approval shall expire at the end of the validity period. So since it was March 13, 2018, when the initial COA was done, we need to revisit it, which is why we saw you at HARB last night, and now you're here with us. So I'm going to hand it over to Sue Turner, our HARB liaison, who you've met at the meeting last night. And Sue, you want to take it from here, please?
Sure. First of all, I want to thank Nicole for actually remembering that this meeting was scheduled so that we could go ahead and deal with this issue immediately and let the Zeals get back to work. This was, in my opinion, purely an administrative issue. A work permit should not have been issued, but it was. And they began work. They have their building open to the outside. They have scaffolding. They have equipment that they're renting. And to delay all of that would be a significant cost and inconvenience to them. And so the work that they're proposing is exactly the same as what was proposed and approved in 2018. HARB reviewed that last night and recommended reapproval since there is no provision to just do an extension. And so I would like to make a motion that we follow the recommendation of the Historical Architectural Review Board and direct the President of Council to sign the following certificate of appropriateness, thereby approving the historical appropriateness of the application with final approval by the Code Enforcement Officer. It's CFA 2020-042, applicant David and Lauren Zeal, 318 East Washington. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for renovations to the existing residence as presented, noting that the foundation will have a 6-inch stone veneer, and the applicant will meet with Mr. Matt McCloskey to ensure that all the revised details are included on the plans and concurring with the Joint Historic Commission's recommendation of approval for demolition of the existing addition to the property. There's a small shed in the back. HARB recommended approval of the application as presented.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? No? Okay, I have one comment, and that is that because HARB said keep the original text because you're building the same thing that was on the original COA, but that included the actual surname of our old code enforcement officer who's not with us anymore. So may I suggest that under the COA description, we either change Mr. Taddy to Mr. McCluskey or just write the code enforcement officer. Because we have a contract with Barry Isett, not with any of the specific code enforcement officers per se.
The motion that I read, I actually said Matt McCluskey. I didn't say
Yeah. So we're good with that.
Yeah.
And Mr. Zia, are you okay with that change?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So any other comment?
I have a question. Kent, do we have to issue a new permit after we do this approval?
It's a new COA. So I'll sign off on that tomorrow morning.
But no, we don't, because the permit's good for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the permit's fine.
So the permit from the spring will be operative going forward?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, I just wanted to thank everybody for taking the time to help us. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you for being understanding. You got this rather last minute call, as we all realized we really wanted to make sure that you got on the hard meeting that just happened. And so thank you for putting up with that, because that was a little bit of a scramble. And, you know, you were very good natured about that, and we really appreciate
We appreciate it. My wife's been here her whole life. So, and Nicole, thank you for your help and suggestions. And Susan, last night, thank you for your help, and all of you for taking time on a night. And you had, I can't appreciate. We're excited. Glenn Rodell is doing a great job on the house. Our restoration is, mm-hmm. I'm into restoration. So we're excited. And I think it's going to be a good addition to a great place that we already know. So we're excited.
That's great. That's
perfect. And I'm excited to have you as a neighbor across the street.
We'll probably take a vote on this before we get all excited.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's true. And thank you, Nicole. Thank you. That was a terrific idea. So,
yes.
All right. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye.
Motion passes. All right. Excellent.
That was easy.
Thank you. Thank you, you guys.
Right. You're welcome. Take care.
I need to have the public to be heard.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Rodell. Okay. No other public was joining us. All right. I'll entertain a motion. To adjourn.
Oh, can I put a bit of new business quickly?
Oh, yes. Yes, please do.
Okay. As of 4:40 p.m. this evening, we received a letter from DCNR that we were awarded the grant for the Bird in Hand for $70,000, which was the amount we asked for.
Congratulations.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you for all your hard work. Yeah, that's terrific. So that's some good news. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Tara?
Uh-huh.
Susan, myself, and Michelle are working to finalize with the road contractor when we're going to close Mercer and Chancellor for the next phase of the construction. We should have that information tomorrow afternoon, mm-hmm. and we will thereafter notify the residents through the contractor and also post on the web page so that people will know, and we will post at the ends of the street when it will be closed for traffic.
All right. Thanks for that
Thank
update.
You.
Great.
Yeah. All right. 2 days I already posted on the website, so that's good.
All right, good to hear. All right, well, everyone, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you so much for coming in last minute. And those of you who are, you know, at the shore in Maryland, wherever, enjoy. And we'll see you soon.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
I'll
make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Hi. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Motion
Thank
back.
You.
All right. Good night. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.